I want to talk about an informant that the FBI had about a year before the World Trade Center bombing. It was an Egyptian, former Egyptian army officer named Ahmad Salem. From everything that I can tell, he was like God's gift to the FBI. He told them about the bombers. He helped them identify who it was before, you know, out of hundreds of people. He even offered they were going to replace the bomb materials with harmless materials until an unnamed FBI supervisor told him not to.
This is almost correct.
Hey, I read this almost all from the said. Internet, so almost correct. Almost correct is actually better than I was hoping
for. If it's
for.
On the internet.
I was honored to be an arrest team leader on the takedown of the 1993, the bomb makers who were going to blow up the federal building and the courthouse. And I was in the room when they went in the room, and they had AMFO, they had motor oil and oil, but they got their recipe and has to be mixed at precisely the right proportions. Right. It has to have a blaster, an initiator. They got their recipe from the bomb data center, right? We had control. We had a camera in the middle of the garage, so we're watching them mix it up, and we're outside. Okay. And they got the recipe so they wouldn't detonate, you know, with the. So we're standing out there, and I said to the head of the SWAT team, what's the effect of. They had subguns, bursts of three. They'd fire subguns, 45 caliber submachine guns. I said, what's the effect of a live round being fired into the AMFO mix? And he said, boy, I don't know. You know, I really don't know.
That's kind of an important answer.
Yeah, yeah. So he has his whole SWAT team lined up. They got his big bolt cutter because these guys locked themselves in, so they're going to cut and throw the door up. And so he calls over to one of the supervisors and says, you know, I had a question here about what's the effect of if we fire a live round into the trucks while they're mixing the AMFO. And he goes, and by the way, you called in on duty. The arrest went down at like 6 a.m., 7 a.m., and you showed up for duty at 3 a.m. the day before. So you've been awake forever. So they call the supervisor down to Bob Data Center, and he says the following. I don't know. I really don't know. So.
No, I'm sorry to interrupt you. The mixing in the warehouse.
Yeah,
because
it's
that
in
was,
the garage.
That was set up. That was set up by.
It was our garage.
Yeah, it was our garage. Yeah. What was that bomb intended for?
There were four bombs. Yeah. One was going to be parked in the Holland Tunnel.
Holland Tunnel, yeah.
One in the Lincoln Tunnel. One next to the Federal Building, 26 Federal Plaza, and one next to the UN.
Oh, yeah, next to the UN.
Now, this is also an interesting fact. For those of you, if anybody commutes into New York City, it wasn't me who asked, but I'll pretend like it was me who asked. So, what happens if a 500-pound AMFO bomb goes off inside the Holland Tunnel, which I commuted every day through, and your worst nightmare is you're stuck in traffic, and a guy with a head turban jumps out of his truck and runs past you going the other way. What do you do?
Throw it in reverse.
Bumper to bumper. Shoot him, shoot yourself.
Shoot yourself because it's flooding. It's flooding, right?
That's what I thought. So I said, bomb tech guys go, oh, no, rest assured. Not to worry. You're not going to drown. If the bomb goes off in the Holland Tunnel, the Hudson River is over top of the tunnel. It will actually, a 500 AMFO bomb, they reenacted it using software simulators, it would lift the water slightly. The tunnel would explode, but there's no air. So it would lift the water slightly, and then the entire Holland River would collapse on top of the...
So you wouldn't drown, you would...
It would implode.
Right.
It gets better.
But wait, there's more.
There's much more.
Stay tuned after this.
All the cars in the tunnel would then be blown up ballistically, the bomb tech tells me. He said, so if you're on this side, you'll probably end up in Queens. He said, and I lived in Raleigh. He goes, but if you're only halfway through, hey, you're almost home.
Oh, my.
Is that some solace, huh? There's nobody listening to this, right? There's nobody listening to this podcast.
Oh, that is god-awful terrifying.
I mean, I guess to be a bomb tech, though, you got to be a little crazy.
So
right?
From that day forward, I commuted for 10 years. I would watch for the divider line, you know, because it's right in the tunnel. It's dirty, filthy, but there's a divider. It's New Jersey, New York. And just when I get past New Jersey, I go, fuck, I'm going to Queens.
All right. So we know that Youssef was obviously involved in the attacks. So in 1997, Osama bin Laden said during an interview that he did not know Youssef, but claimed to know.
I trust him.
Claimed to know his uncle, right? Khalid Salah Mohammed. He was the mastermind behind, you know, September 11 attack. So according to the 9/11 Commission, Khalid Salah Mohammed.
Khalid Sheikh Mohammed.
Thank you. Sheikh Mohammed, excuse me. Said under interrogation that Youssef was not a member of Al-Qaeda and that Youssef never met bin Laden.
Yeah,
do you agree with that?
It's very funny you should mention this.
I was at his birthday party.
He was being interviewed while the CIA was holding on to his balls and they were waterboarding him. He would say anything. He would say he was a giraffe. You can't take his words.
He was a giraffe.
He was waterboarded 286 times by the CIA.
Wait, let me get this straight. He wasn't a giraffe.
Yeah. He would have been better off as a giraffe. He would have stretched longer. Here's the deal. Here's the deal.
You're a dirty man.
Here's the deal. Post 9/11, the CIA never, I'm not making this up, they never interrogated anyone ever. That's not their job.
You said the CIA has never ever. Interrogated.
They never interrogate anybody. They never arrest anybody. It's not their job. They don't even have, in their constitution, they have to operate outside the continental United States.
Right.
And they coerce people. They try to buy them off. Or they might, some people say they'll kill people, assassinate people. But there's absolutely zero reason for them to take somebody into custody and question them or interrogate them. So they had nobody to do any interrogations. When they began catching the terrorists with FBI information, they insisted on doing the interrogation. But they had nobody who could interrogate. So they hired paramilitary operators, some from other countries, some from our country, who, by the way, had never arrested anybody, had never interrogated anybody. So he said, I know. We'll waterboard them. Because you know who gets waterboarded? Special forces. They all get waterboarded. It's part of the escape and evasion. They get captured and they get waterboarded and they get asked questions. So they go, shit, they do it to us, we'll do it to them. So they waterboarded Khalid Sheikh Mohammed like 286 times.
And he would do anything. He'd say anything.
You will do anything to make the pain stop,
No, your computer needs plugged in. It just said your battery is very low.
It's fine, go ahead.
Yeah. So they had no expertise, they had no background. And so when you quote something from an interview of, you have to take that with more than, you have to take it with a beach loads full of salt. You know what I mean? Sand, rather. They just, there's no validity to their interviews. And at one point, the FBI just broke off, would not cooperate because they were torturing these guys. And torture, it's called, there's something called confabulation. You torture somebody, they're going to tell you the truth. You grab them by the nuts and you're torturing them, they're going to tell you the truth. But when they're out of truth and you keep torturing them,
they'll tell you whatever you want to hear.
They confabulate. They're going to make stuff up. Yep. And if you stop torturing them and polygraph them, they'll pass the polygraph because they've convinced themselves in their mental state that they're telling you the truth. Their body, in order to survive, will lie convincingly. Here's the problem. Khalid Sheikh Mohammed produces like 200,000 leads to be tracked down because he was out of truth, and they just keep torturing him. So now you got FBI agents who should be working cases going down to Houston under buildings looking